Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple minutes from right now. Bunch of good audio, especially coming out of Cincinnati with their blank show of an organization. We'll get into some Falcons position battle conversation ahead of training camp, which starts on Thursday. We'll be up there at Flower Branch broadcasting live on Thursday and throughout all of training camp. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Shout out to a team that I played for, the Los Angeles Chargers. They're actually holding training camp in San Diego.
Great.
For a couple of weeks, so I think that's just awesome. But Jim Harbaugh took them back down because them people down there love them damn Chargers. So for him to do that for them, I thought that was awesome. And then also one of my favorite teammates ever, Philip Rivers, retires as a Charger. The video was freaking amazing, especially when the boys came in and them dudes right there. They loved the hell out of that dude, Big Mac. His that damn laugh where you can hear it from down the hallway. So I thought that was just one of the coolest things. And for him, I don't really have any doubt that he was not going to retire a Charger. But, yeah, that was an awesome video yesterday.
It was. It was surprising because I didn't know that he wasn't officially retired.
I think he officially signed the contract.
Right.
Yeah, he was retired, but he went ahead and did the one-day contract to retire.
He ends his career as a Charger. Yeah. Obviously, his last game he played was a couple years ago with Indianapolis. Yes. It was a playoff game.
Yeah.
Does that now start the clock?
Yes.
On his Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Because it's got to be 5 years, yeah, right? Or is it from the last game you play?
It's the last game you play, I think it is. But, he'll be there. But, yeah, it was really cool to see that. And watching Gunner, Gunner's like one of the number one.
That's his son?
Yeah. He's like number two junior quarterback or something like that. So, okay. Yeah, so like father, like son.
And they live in Alabama.
Yes, where he coaches at.
Where do you think he'll go to college?
Oh.
NC State?
I don't know.
His dad?
I don't know.
Or stay home at Alabama.
You know, Philip, I told you this. Philip wanted to come to Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Gunner
wanted. Yeah, Philip wanted to come to Georgia.
There's already a quarterback named Gunner at Georgia.
But they took Greeny.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, worked out good for both.
Yeah, worked out good for both. But yeah, my man, Ron Phil! That was always one of the funniest things I've ever happened in a damn game. That dude, it was a fire pass, Andy, and it's a quick to Jacob. Well, Jacob was covered, and so
– Hester?
Yeah. Okay. And so we're blocking and everything because it's supposed to be a run play. It's a one-second play. And so me and the guy, the defender, I got it held up. I'm like, oh, the ball's gone. And he just disengages, and Phil just standing there with the damn ball, like, the ball's moving out. So you hear me, run, Phil! And luckily, he did that funny run. He threw it out of bounds. But we had five of the linemen were downfield.
Yeah, what was he doing?
I don't know. He patting the damn ball like, what are you doing?
Yeah, was he holding on to
it? Yeah, dog. Hey, run, Phil! I was like, hey, nothing worse right there. You laying on the ground like, oh.
My God, he's about to die. And he's going to blame me.
Dog. This is going to hurt right here. Run, Phil!
That's great. All right, congrats to Philip Rivers for officially retiring. Again, I thought he was retired, but that was cool timing with training camp right around the corner, too, just to have something like that drop. And they're back in San Diego for training camp. All fun stuff. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead off the noon hour. As of about 15 minutes ago, everyone except for two guys in the 2025 draft have signed their rookie contracts. One first-round draft pick, Shamar Stewart, Bengals.
Yep.
One second-round draft pick, Quinshon Judkins, Browns.
We understand why Quinshon's not signing.
Quinshon's got off-the-field stuff.
Yes.
Don't still fully understand what's going on with Shamar Stewart. I guess we kind of do. Let's hear the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, Mike Brown, tell the Bengals side of the Shamar Stewart situation.
If we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. His agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs.
Jeez, man. What?
That is about the dumbest I've ever heard in my life. Why did you draft him?
Why'd you draft him
if you think he's going to get arrested?
No kidding.
That's never been put in a contract ever.
You also can't just, I mean, you can, I guess, say it because he did, but like, you can't just be saying that about guys that are on your team.
Like,
yeah, just in case he goes to jail.
Just in case he goes to jail.
All right.
Like, why'd you draft him?
Yeah, man.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
This isn't going to end.
Get the hell out of here.
This isn't going to end anytime soon.
That's one of them old, almost cussed. That's one of them old farts.
Yeah.
They need to get the hell on.
Totally.
Need to get the hell on.
Dude, again, if you can't afford to own the team, then sell it to somebody who can.
Goodness gracious. Like, why'd you draft him if you were just – because it's never been in a contract.
Also, yeah, like every owner or team wants to not pay their guys if they get in trouble.
If his own, if his agent said, sign this deal, you damn right he should be fired. Fire your agent.
Oh, but yeah.
First of all, you don't sign anyway.
Right, don't sign it.
But yeah, I was like, what the
Don't sign it. It's never been written in a contract like that before. No team has ever tried to void guarantees based on stuff like that in the history of the NFL. And here we are.
Just in case he gets in trouble.
Just in case.
Why'd you draft him?
Like, just tell us you think he's a piece of blank. Like, that's awful.
Why'd you draft him?
We drafted him, and now we want everyone to know that we don't trust him.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, last week we were kind of having fun with it just on the realization that I guess Shamar Stewart does have the option to go back to college if he wants to.
Yeah, it's gonna be lawsuits and stuff.
It would have to be lawsuits and whatever. It would be a very long process. Probably wouldn't even be able to do it before the season started. But, you know, not something we've ever even heard anyone consider. When they get drafted in the first round. But, yeah, what a disaster. What an awful organization. And meanwhile, Trey Hendrickson, who also plays for the Bengals, is posted pictures of the beach in Florida.
You know how mad you got to be.
Training camp starts today. He's in Florida. So
you know how mad you got to be at somebody. Now, Trey has made a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. For you to drive from Cincinnati to Jacksonville this morning.
think you might have already been there?
I think he had to let everybody know that he left. But what I'm saying is, like, he didn't even want to wait for the airport to open up.
Nope, he had to.
I'm out.
He's like, you know what?
Baby, let go.
Middle of the night, let's go.
Baby, let go.
Get the kids. They can sleep in the car.
Yeah.
I got to be on the beach.
Hey, leave them in their pajamas. Let go. God, it's over what the Bengals usually do, and they went away from it this year with Joe Burrow.
And Jamar.
And Jamar is – the 1 year's are guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The 1 year's are guaranteed. Now, these dudes that all got the same money, this past fresh money, got 3 years guaranteed. All he wants is two.
Just wants two.
Just two.
Yeah.
You can't find that.
Wants to be rewarded for the great work that he's done. The man's got 35 sacks in the last 2 years.
Unbelievable.
George Karloftis, who I think has 24 sacks in his whole career.
Total.
Just got all the money. Like yesterday. Like Trey Hendrickson. I don't know, man.
It's unbelievable.
Like, obviously you're in the NFL and it's wonderful and it's a dream come true and all that kind of stuff. But like, and he went there. Like, he chose to go there, right? He didn't get traded by Cincinnati. He was a free agent and chose to go there. I gotta think sometimes guys get drafted by them and they're like, oh hell, all right. Here we go. Buckle up. Hopefully I play well, but I know when I do, it's gonna be a disastrous contract negotiation at some point. All right, let's hear Jerry Jones speaking about contract negotiations.
This guy.
And also, I don't know. All right, let's hear Jerry Jones talking about Micah Parsons.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously.
God.
We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year.
Did he say?
Dak Prescott.
Okay,
so there's a lot of things you can think about.
That's part of the risk.
Just as the player does when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Oh, my God. He was talking about getting hit by cars and riding over bridges. Jerry's another one. Jerry losing it.
Jerry's lost it.
Jerry has lost his damn mind. But this ain't nothing new.
It's a little new, though.
No, it ain't.
Like, the craziness is a little new.
No, bro.
Like, he's a little less there than he once was.
Dude. But you think about
it. And it happens.
You think how Jerry is not going to be bullied into doing nothing he don't want to do.
Sure.
Remember, until you got, like, what did Kendrick say? You got to pop out and show? Like, this happened all the way back with Emmitt. Remember when Emmitt, and they lost the first two games?
Sat out the first two games, and they finally paid in.
Yeah. And then Dak got signed on the way to the game, on the way to the Cleveland Stadium.
Yep.
And then, same thing with CD.
Like, the decision-making has always kind of been like this as far as how long it takes and him being stubborn and stuff. To me, it's just kind of the details along the way that are a little bit more confusing and concerning right now.
Yes.
Like, just worry about him a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm sure he's got a lot of people in his life looking after him.
Yeah, man.
Sure he doesn't fall in the shower or whatever.
Yeah, man.
It just feels like Jerry's a broken hip waiting to happen.
And he is. But it is crazy because, like, this could have been done. Mike already said it could have been done. He wanted it done. We know how the Dak – we know that he overpaid Dak Prescott by $8 million because he wanted to wait like Jerry wants to wait. So from what Shefty's saying, there ain't even been negotiations on a contract. Mm. There's not been a proposal given to Micah or anything, which it blows my mind.
Blows my mind.
Blows my mind that there's not even been a proposal to Micah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well.
But I'll tell you this. And people are like, I play for the Cowboys. Because one thing about Jerry,
oh, sure.
Jerry going to take care of you.
Yeah, he's very loyal.
You're going to have to damn wait for it.
Yeah, it's going to be frustrating in the meantime.
Yes. But
on the back end, everybody that plays for the Cowboys loves it.
Yeah.
You know, worth $10 billion. So at some point, whenever he decides to sell it, he's going to be doing fine.
Yeah, man.
This is a weird one. This is one that doesn't often happen to me. And I'm thankful that you kind of co-signed me on this one off the air. It's not very often that a guy signs a contract this size in the NFL. We talk a lot of football.
Yes.
It's not often a guy signs a contract this size, and I'm like, who? It's like a Braves starting pitcher. Who?
Like who
is it? The Packers and offensive tackle Zach Tom agree to a 4-year extension worth $88 million, up to $92 million. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who's – I've never heard of Zach Tom.
Yes. Well, he's a young tackle.
And I'm happy for him and the Tom family.
He's out of Wake Forest.
Okay.
He's a fourth round draft pick.
All right. And he's been balling out.
And he's
apparently.
Been balling, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, their biggest thing is they gave all that money to Bakhtiari.
Mm-hmm.
And Bakhtiari was hurt so much. And they still gave him a whole bunch of money. And obviously he couldn't stay healthy. And this young man, I know that he went in and I think he's more of an ascending player than anything. I don't know if he made any all pros or anything, but good for him, man.
First team all ACC.
And he's right tackle.
2021.
He's right tackle too.
He has zero accolades in the NFL.
Yep. Damn. That's a hell of a damn lawyer you got there. I mean, agent you got there, Zach.
Uh-huh.
Good for you, man.
Okay. Missed part of the year even last year.
Games.
Oh, no, he scored all 17 – or played in all 17 games last year.
He's
sixth highest grade from Pro Football Focus among offensive tackles. So there's your accolade.
Yeah.
But no, hey, man, good for him.
Good for him, dude. I ain't even mad at you.
No, of course not. I just never heard of him.
Me neither.
I thought it was a prank. The Steelers are going to wear 1933 throwback uniforms in Week 8 against the Packers on Sunday Night Football.
This is cool.
Very cool.
I hope the Packers – the Packers uniform. No, that one they used to wear with the blue helmet, right? Wasn't that the Packers who had the one with the blue helmet?
Yeah. Every once in a while they'll wear those.
Yeah. So I'm like, you got to go throwback for throwback.
The Falcons are going to wear throwbacks three times in 2025.
All right.
Week 6 against the Bills, Tampa in week 15,
See the new Tampa like look with the creamsicle kind of mixed with their new joint?
Uh-uh.
It's kind of ugly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, the creamsicle in and of itself is ugly.
Ugly. And then,
but it's like nostalgic ugly.
Like the Saints' new joint, I saw that. Was
you like them, the yellow?
Not really. Not
They're not as yellow as the old ones, though.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not feeling that one, man. But I saw the
And then against the Rams in week 17.
Okay.
Now, the Falcons are 3-0 last year in the throwback uniforms.
Yes, they were.
And they're something like 13-5 in the last couple of years when they wear them.
Yeah. Well, so why not make them the everyday uniform?
Switch to full-time.
Yes. Why does it have to be throwback?
Do the right thing.
Throw forward.
They play better with them, and they look better.
Yes.
It's a good uniform.
You know, color scheme or logo? What if they did the color scheme with the new logo look?
But the colors are the same. It's red, black, and white.
But the bird's different.
Oh, the bird's different.
That's all I'm
– No. I like the old bird.
I like the old bird. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's a new thing. The Ravens all white one was funky. Saw that this morning.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, it's a big thing. I just wish they would give organizations because I'm trying to think why can't they wear it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. Like
for some reason,
if Arthur Blank wants to change it, why don't you just change it?
Yeah, just change it.
You remember Jared Glanville just changed him to black?
It's great.
Wake up, damn!
You should Jared be allowed Glanville to do that.
Falcons are wearing black shirts.
All right. That is not one of the battles that's going to go on at camp. We know they're going to wear throwbacks three times and the other ones the rest of the season. But there are some position battles that are going to start on Thursday. We'll talk about them coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us, talk some Georgia football with him at 1:20 as we always do. We'll get into a couple of different Falcons position battle conversations in just a minute also.
Do you get back to school close to college? I think you take your senior college.
Yeah. Huh. I don't remember. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I remember. The only thing I remember college was Mama had. I had enough notebook paper and damn notebooks to give everybody in the dormitory.
Yeah, just remember college like it was books, yeah, like, and all that stuff. It was so expensive. Yeah. Like that was what back to school was. It was like, all right, here's your, you know, for us it was quarters. Here's your fall quarter schedule. Right. Here's the $350 you have to spend per class on books, half of which are written by the professor.
Yes.
And they're not even finished.
Yes.
Like, it's like just the third edition of it. And they're going to release the fourth by the end, and they want you to buy the amendment to it. What a hustle.
What an absolute joke
that they can make you buy the professor's book.
The funniest thing, because obviously our books were paid for, was that you would go get the newest book, the newest one, right? And obviously, you give it to a little girl, she do your work and all that, whatever. But then you would go sell it back.
Yeah.
And so, no. They put that, like, after my sophomore year.
I see.
Yeah, they were like, hold on.
I liked getting the used books because you could kind of flip through them and see if you had the used book of a smart person.
Yes.
And all the stuff that was important was already highlighted.
Yes.
And then some people would even make little notes in the margins.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. No,
give me
this
one.
I was like, what, back to school, close.
Use somebody else's notes.
You're going to college. I mean, but I guess. I mean, because that was always the biggest thing is, like, you don't want nobody to see, like, a couple kids going to your school. But at the same time, not everybody from Georgia from your school, so they won't know that you won't got no new clothes.
Oh yeah, from senior year to freshman year, from freshman year to sophomore year, you know, it's all the same stuff. I don't remember. College was such a, I mean, in high school, yeah, like you wanted to make sure you had good back to school stuff and you were looking good at the beginning of school and all that. It was important to look cool.
I would imagine.
College people dressed awful. At least at my college,
I'm going to imagine like our mothers were pretty much on the same trajectory as far as your school clothes. After the first 3 days, you back wearing stuff from last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got your first 3 day outfit.
Plus, you grow so fast. Yeah. Like, how much of it are really? Yeah. How much money are you going to spend? Also, like by the time I got to junior and senior, like I had a job in the summer.
She
was like, "Yeah, go on.
There you go.
You can get your own stuff."
I never forgot. I had this.
Also, it was very trendy when I was in high school and college. To shop at thrift stores, like Goodwill, Value Village.
It was not unusual to do that. That's a cool thing to do. I ain't doing it, but I thought it was a cool thing to do.
It's great.
My mama got, I never forget, my mama found me a damn Hunter Green Hugo Boss shirt from Burlington. Dude, stunning. Did not know. It was still in Georgia, so it was hot as hell when we went to school. I damn sure wore that sweater the first day of school. Sweating bullets.
Yeah, but you sweat for fashion.
Sweating bullets.
Yeah, people sweat for fashion.
With some duck heads with the tag torn off, because I didn't want nobody to know they were duck heads. I was with my blue and white Reebok preseasons.
I remember going into second grade, all I wanted in the world was Reebok pumps. And I made a deal with my dad and my stepmom that if I worked all summer, whatever, different this, that, whatever, I could earn money enough, and by the end of the summer, they would buy me a pair of Reebok pumps. And I did it, and I showed up on the first day, and I remember my buddies were just, they couldn't believe it.
Right.
They were like, no way, you got them? I was the coolest kid in school for like 3 months, and I grew out of them.
Right.
And then I still wanted to wear them. My toes are crammed in the end.
And everything.
I don't care. These Reebok pumps are still cool. They're the coolest I ever felt. You pump them up, you know, and they get all tight. And then you hit that little release button. It goes, oh, God, it was the coolest thing ever.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, back to school, back in the day. Good stuff. I know we have to do that now, too, because she goes back in a couple weeks. So it's like she's never done back to school shopping before. So I don't even know where do you go? Like, do you go to a mall? People don't go to malls.
Like, I don't care. Cause like
you can't back to school shop on Amazon.
Samson got a big old package yesterday. His mama.
Oh, so they do.
Yeah, his mama does all that stuff. His mama orders all that stuff. I just make sure. I'm like, dog, don't be wearing no, you know, just don't be wearing no craziness and everything. Because now he wants this. I don't understand this backpack trend that these kids love. A splat book bag?
I don't know what that is.
Because he got one last year, I think. And it looks it's a Louis Vuitton print.
Okay.
But it's not Louis Vuitton. It's called a splat. And so, he showed me one of those yesterday that he wants. And I was like,
oh, well, so they're kind of all kind of different.
Yeah,
prints,
but it got like a Louis Vuitton, the brownish one.
This one looks like looks like a Jackson Pollock. Somebody sprayed paint
on
it.
Yes, he wants something like that. Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny, the things that get popular. Well, you know?
I remember all I wanted was a damn Jan Sport.
All I wanted was a Jan Sport.
I got a Sport Jan. Ragged ass book bag my mama bought me.
I got a JanSport in fifth grade finally, and then I had it for a long time. We were talking about this last night for some reason, me and my wife. Like the backpacks that we had, and I remember having a JanSport because I really wanted one, and I finally got one, and then I used it for years, and then the strap broke, and then I have no recollection of even having a backpack in high school.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had one, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was maybe the sports, like the bag, because you had a bag for soccer. We'd get a bag for the soccer team. Yeah. Maybe I used that. I really don't remember.
I remember I got to college. You know how the bag you wear, the computer bag?
Yeah.
I wanted one of them so bad to go to college, right? And so, bless her heart. And I love that woman to death. And she did her best. My mama got me one. But she got me one which was like a hard bottom computer bag.
All right.
So it wouldn't dangle around my shirt. It would poke out. Like, you know how that would just, it just hangs on rubs across your leg. Mine would like pop out because it for some reason it had this steel beam in the bottom of it.
To protect the computer.
Yeah, I know. But the cool ones didn't have that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, fuck like a damn. Walking around with a brick on my side.
But
in
I
Georgia.
Bet your computer never got danked.
I never had
up.
No computer. Oh, yeah. I had no damn laptop. I had to buy my own first laptop.
All right, here's the position battles that we have listed on the page. We'll see if which ones of these you think are real. I agree that there is a position battle at kicker. I think Younghoe Koo and Lenny Craig are going to compete for kicker in training camp. Now, I think Younghoe last year was hurt, and I think that's part of why he struggled. And then by the end of the year, they shut him down. They had to bring up that one dude who couldn't even make a 50-yarder.
Yes.
Cost him a game late. Well, Lenny Craig's the German guy they signed. Right. Apparently, he's got a super strong leg.
Is it accurate?
I don't know. Yeah. And I think that'll be the determining factor.
I think that's the only one I'm looking at. I think, yeah, to me, I think that's the only one I'm looking at. Obviously, you want to see these young boys I think Mike Cube has an insight on who's going to start opposite.
I think so because they brought him back.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
But if not, like you've got Clark Phillips who's been around, probably not the right body type to be out there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Clark's not on this team.
Really?
Yeah, I
interesting.
Be surprised.
Okay.
I be surprised.
Mike Ford, Kobe Bryant, Kevin King potentially. I think second safety, there's a legitimate competition between Jordan Fuller, who was signed in free agency, yes. Xavier Watts, who was drafted,
yep.
and then DeMarco Helms, who was drafted a couple years ago and has played well when he's been in there. He just got hurt last year, so obviously didn't get a chance. But I think that's a competition. I honestly, Fuller probably has the upper hand because they signed him, and he's a vet.
Yeah, and Brian knows him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if Xavier Watts beats him out in camp.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, Xavier Watts, kid out of Notre Dame, we know what kind of player he is, the pedigree, and all those things. But, yeah, I think – I want to say – because the one thing you don't ever want to say, they brought him in to be the starter. And I'm not fully. They brought him in to be the starter. I thought when they signed him, they brought him in to be the starter, opposite of Jesse Bates. But, as you know, anything can happen when you get into camp and things like that. But I think he just has a leg up because of the experience.
I agree.
And Rod knows him.
I agree. I just wouldn't – I just, you know, they drafted Watts – where they drafted him because of how talented he is and how much they like him.
Yes.
And if he goes out there and has a really good camp, I could see him taking over that job. Same thing with D. Alford in the nickel and Billy Bowman. Yep. Billy Bowman's another guy that they drafted, I think, in the fourth round, right?
But
the
only thing is you want to be that young.
Yeah.
You want to be that young.
Yeah, like, it's hard to have two rookies starting in your second year.
That's the only thing because we know the nickel plays just as much as anybody nowadays.
Yeah, right. He's going to be on the field.
The way the game is. So, I mean, that's on, like, you could sprinkle him in and all those different things, but give him the job from the get-go. Unless he flat out outplays him. I would think it'd be more you sprinkle him in and stuff like that.
As for the wide receiver depth, I mean, I think this is true of every team. Like, every team is – fifth and sixth wide receiver spots are going to be won by guys that can play special teams.
Right.
I that you can do all kinds of different stuff with. I know the Falcons have.
Is that David Sills from West Virginia?
I don't know.
The receiver?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Casey Washington's a guy that's been around for a while. Jamal Agnew, Chris Blair, and then David Sills is on that list too. But I think if you count that as a position battle, then every team in the NFL has a position battle for wide receivers five and six.
That's just a overanalyzing.
Do you think – this one's interesting because I think Troy Anderson's the starter if he's healthy.
Yes.
But Divine Diablo was signed in the offseason as well.
And like Joe said, he got – I don't really look over the salary cap, but to be the third inside backer,
right.
That's some nice money.
He got a nice contract.
Yeah, to be the third guy. So yeah, that'd be one. But I still think this defense, if Troy can stay healthy, I think he's better than all of them.
It is David Sills from West Virginia.
Okay, the receiver. Okay, yeah, I think he broke all them records or something up there. But no, I think when healthy, and it's always if and when with this guy, Troy is the best inside backer you have.
Yeah, And I don't want to go too far with it, but like Troy Henderson's very good.
Yeah.
When healthy.
Yeah.
And who knows how good he could be if he can just stay on the field. It's just, you know, certain point, like a guy just can't.
At a certain
this
point,
is fourth
and,
year.
Yeah, and at a certain point, you're like, you are who you are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This ain't number two. This is year four.
It's year four.
Year four of a second round pick.
Yeah.
So and this is it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's your last chance to be able to stay healthy and be a part of the team. Obviously, a lot more Falcons topics throughout the week, and we'll be up there on Thursday as training camp gets underway. Starting Thursday, continuing through August 13th, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with the morning shift, the steakhouse, and us broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Practice wraps up Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday.
About 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Braves with a nice win last night. Scored 9 runs again.
Yeah, man.
Offense, it's nice when Drake Baldwin drives in 6 and Ronald Acuna can score from first base on anything. So we'll get back into that. Back at it tonight against the Giants as well. They can win the series if they win tonight. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. Talk some Georgia football with him as we draw closer and closer to the beginning of the season. SEC Media Days behind us. Obviously, Big Ten and ACC Media Days going on today. And then we'll get to an AMA in an hour as well. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open and you can ask us anything.
No, Charlotte, have they named – who's going to be the quarterback of Ohio State? A kid that was already on the roster, or they bring somebody
There's
in?
There's that really young kid, right? Julian Sayin.
That's what it is. Okay.
And then, you know, there were guys that were still there, but I think, I don't know that they've announced it officially, right. But Sayin, the big, you know, big young recruit, right. I think is the leader in the clubhouse or what everyone thinks.
It don't matter. You got
he's
four.
Be the guy.
You got four over there.
Yeah, just throw it to him.
Throw it to him.
When they finally took our advice and started doing that in the college
football
playoff.
Way to go, Chip.
They beat everybody by a lot.
Way to go, Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Chip Kelly, man.
Yeah, way to go, like, Chip. Smarter than everybody.
Smarter than everybody smarter all than the everybody. Time. Again, like, had unquestionably one of the great offenses that we've seen 15 years ago or whatever at Oregon, kind of changed the game with the pace and spreading it out and all the stuff that they did. But, like, that was a blip. Then he went to the NFL, and then he came back, and it wasn't like that. Like, it wasn't like that at UCLA. He didn't sort of live up to that as time went on. And then even last year, like, Ohio State struggled offensively a lot throughout the season.
Yeah.
Like, especially in that Michigan game. Michigan was not good, and they couldn't score against him and lost because of it.
But he got an NFL job.
Had 2.5 good halves. In the college football playoff, where they looked unstoppable, and then the Raiders were like, yep, gotta have him.
Yeah, we gotta have him.
Gotta have him. Gotta have Chip, the offensive genius.
Domani.
I don't know, man.
And he got an NFL offensive coordinating job off of that.
And I'm not saying he's not a good offensive coordinator. Of course he's a good offensive mind, but, like, the genius revolutionary stuff, it ended. Like, that, he left that in Oregon. Like, he figured some things out a little bit in Philadelphia, but, you know, it wasn't great.
No,
obviously, they turned the whole organization over to him, and that ended up being a disaster.
Disaster.
But, yeah.
Yeah, dog. And that's one of those things we had fun talking about Mike Brown and then also Jerry Jones. Like, Jeff Lurie should have had his head examined for that.
Yeah.
Like, you gave Chip Kelly, the one guy who was put together this team that's won you back-to-back Super Bowls. Like, he had to be paying the hell out of Harry Roseman just to go away and go in that corner office and don't mess with Chip. Mm-hmm. Because it's if you watch this man in his team construction prior to Chip Kelly,
right?
His this thing that they do when they sign their players early, he started doing it before Chip Kelly,
right?
Well, with Lito and them boys and Reggie and them started paying them early and everything like that. And I understand the super team, it blew up in his face.
It didn't work out.
Yes, it blew up in his face.
They went out and got all those guys.
It blew up in his face.
It looked like it was going to be the most fun thing ever.
Yes,
it didn't work out.
It blew up in his face. Absolutely correct. Because the Nnamdi was the one.
It was not a good sign.
Because we were all like, Nnamdi's a hell of a player.
Yeah, really good player.
But Nnamdi's not what y'all want him to be. Just like when y'all, and same thing with the corner from Seattle. Y'all brought him in. He's not what y'all.
Byron Maxwell.
Byron Maxwell.
Yeah.
Byron Maxwell is not what y'all think he is. Mm-hmm. He's great for what they did because Nnamdi was in the same kind of system, the three cover three system.
Yep.
And remember that damn night down here, and Julio cooked his ass.
Was that with Nnamdi or
no?
Or,
no,
Maxwell.
Remember Maxwell? Yeah. You remember that? And Julio cooked.
There's a famous meme of him on the sideline,
yeah,
just like looking so bewildered.
Yeah, man. Oh,
like, yeah, man coverage Julio Jones is a really bad idea.
Yeah,
with anybody, but with him specifically.
I understand you. Not
a good idea.
I understand y'all gave him all the bread to be y'all guy.
He was a part of the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Paying other people's guys.
That's what happens.
To do something different.
Yep.
It's a bad
idea. What did he do there? Oh, cover three corner. You know what? He moves his hip pretty well. We can make a man cover.
Here, let's give him all this money and change what he does and just put him out there on an island and see how it goes. Oh, it didn't go well?
Yeah.
But, you know, I know. And then Howie Roseman takes back over, and what do you know? Two Super Bowls
there
since
it is.
Then. And
bam.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, man. I don't know. It's,
but he had to pay the hell out
of
it.
A lot of the people that run sports teams are smart.
Yes.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
No, they are not. It was a new thing. And I mean, then, like, you piss off all your players.
Yeah.
Like, the whole tracking my sleep when I'm a grown-ass man. Like, you were up late last night. No, I was at the club. Like, get out of here, man. Sometimes you got, I mean, we talked about it. Let a grown man be a grown man. I know how to get sleep.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Yeah. I'll be fine. I don't need you. And I would definitely be that one that would just I would probably put the watch on my dog or something.
Says here you didn't get to bed till 1:30 in the morning last night.
Yeah.
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 I was out.
You were tossing and turning?
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of, if that's what you want to call
it. Yeah, a little bit.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So what do y'all think the average age of NBA summer leaguers is? Like 21-ish? Somewhere around there.
20. I'd say probably 20.
So the hard-hitting questions get asked to these kids, and I don't know if I agree with the answer to this, and we've all had the unk conversation before. Where here is somebody asking several NBA summer leaguers, at what age do you define an unk?
Anything below 2000.
98, 99, 26, you get off your people insurance.
1995.
So you're honest as
unk? Yeah, for sure.
If you was born in the 90s, you were unk now. I was born in 03, they calling me unk. These youngins, they don't got no manners, man.
You gotta be at least like 40.
1985, something like that.
You said 40, so LeBron's an unk.
That's crazy.
Kyrie's Uncle Drew, that's what I will say.
Don't shit y'all dumb ass up.
I ain't no unk.
The 90s.
Unless my sister had like a small kid. Then I could be unk. I'll be an unk to a nephew or a niece.
You did. That's what I said last week.
Right, but obviously these are different things, and we know these are different things, right?
Yeah, like, correct.
That's not what they're saying. Yeah. I'm an uncle because I have a nephew.
Yes.
But, and to be an unk is, that's an age. People look at you and they're like, oh, that's, you know.
I ain't your damn unk.
I think we do fall into that group.
No, you put yourself in some.
Okay, I think but, I am.
Yeah, them little.
And I don't mind it.
Them little mushmouths don't define with me because of how old I am.
Sure.
You know what I'm
saying? At what age would you be okay with somebody calling you unk? Like, would 40. You be okay with Garrett calling you unk?
At least be in the NBA summer league.
See, here's the thing, though.
You know?
Like, Garrett's not that young. Garrett's not like 22.
How's Garrett? He's like 10 years younger than you-ish.
You think, is he?
How's Garrett? Garrett's 21.
Maybe not.
Him and Dylan the same age?
I think Garrett's like 33.
Really?
All right, so maybe that's a bad example.
But I know
somebody
what you're
that's
saying.
Like
does he shave every day?
I just don't think he's all that hairy. I think Garrett's, I'm not saying 33 is old or anything like that, but I just don't think Garrett's quite as young as we make him out to
be. I didn't think Garrett had hit
30
yet.
17.
Yeah. Like, I never.
But if Dylan comes in tomorrow and calls you unk,
I ain't never.
I don't mind.
Okay. And again, this is a new generation of mushmouths. All right. I ain't never called no other man unk that wasn't my uncle. Blood.
Me either.
All right. I
never will.
I call my uncle only in maybe text. I'll text Uncle Greg and then Uncle Dave. I'll say, what's up, Uncle?
But those guys are your
uncles.
Those
are my actual uncles.
Those are your actual
uncles. I ain't never in my life called another man, unless it was Uncle Luke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But other than that, no, I ain't never
called Shannon Sharp.
I don't call Shannon Unc.
You've called him Unc before.
No, I never have. I've always called him Shannon or Shay.
Huh. I just hear people refer to him as Unc.
Yeah. And he's embraced it.
Yeah.
He's embraced it.
Which I don't, that's the thing. Is
I don't mind.
I
you
think
embrace
it's,
it.
It's a term of endearment.
I don't think so.
Isn't it? Is it not?
I don't
or
think
is it a term
so.
Well,
of
so
age?
There is one human being that I call Unc that's not my actual uncle. He's a guy that I work with at the ballpark that I've known since 2017. My guy, Matt, used to play with the Ohio Players.
Oh,
he's
hell
probably
yeah.
like 65,
hell
60-ish
yeah. right.
up there.
Uh-huh.
So he's probably, 20, 25 years older than I am.
I think they would say that's an OG.
Oh, I could call him OG and get away with that, too.
That's even older.
Again, OG. You know OG what OG, and Unk, though, what OG originally meant?
I do.
Yes. That ain't. I don't want to be one of them. I ain't no damn gangster.
And I don't want to be one of those either.
Well, I mean, OG gets thrown around so much that nobody's.
I ain't no gangster. Don't play with me,
called
though.
Called an OG is hardly ever done.
But that's what I'm saying. Kick your little ass off. Because, again, I ain't Snoop. You ain't everybody nephew to Snoop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'm never going to call anybody nephew.
Hey, nephew.
Come here, nephew.
Never. Ever.
Except for my nephew, Cameron.
Yeah.
Who exactly. is my nephew.
Who's actually nephew.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, here's Uncle Trevor talking about his new teammate, Travis.
So his first day over at DB, I was like, we're throwing every ball at Travis.
Yeah.
He's pretty freaking good at corner, too, though. Yeah, but, man. It's like a guy like him, he could do whatever he wanted to do. I mean, it's going to be interesting in the NFL, like how much can you play both ways? I don't know. It's been done before, but it's been a while. So, I mean, if there's a guy that can do it, he can do it. But we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, definitely that first day, I was like, I'm throwing every ball at you so you come back to offense.
Yeah. Does that mean that he wants him to pick him off so that he comes back to offense on the next series?
It's just going to be one of them things, man. It's going to have to be – because he's going to play both.
Yeah.
It's just how they manage it.
This is one of the most interesting
– I'm so excited.
Or maybe the most interesting training camp story of the entire NFL.
Yeah, he's going to play both. But it's just all about how you ration out those
You think
reps.
You'll be able to tell by the end of training camp which one – how it's going to be weighted?
I think it's on offense
Or do you
first.
Think he'll just take all the reps of
– I think it's going to be offense first. And they'll like sprinkle them in at corner. Mm. You know, I'm not saying because corner is a very hard position to play in the NFL, don't get me wrong. But like they'll start them off with not necessarily, it had to be a lot of tendency that you do. Like, okay, Travis Hunter in the game, they're going to play this coverage.
Right. That's the
like
thing.
That. That's the thing.
You sprinkle them in on defense, you're kind of telling the offense what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know Travis Hunter wants to play every play on both sides.
Yep.
I know he won't because that's impossible. But I don't know. I hope he plays as many plays as possible. It's just the coolest story ever. Guys don't do this in the NFL.
No.
Both you're gonna like in guys don't do it in college. Let alone in the NFL.
As much as he played both sides in college,
he played
it's
more snaps
impossible
than
to do.
Anybody. Like he set every record for snap count.
But now you're
in
playing
games.
With dudes that are,
Right, of course.
10 to 50 times
of
better
course.
Than the guys you played against.
But every once in a while somebody comes along and they're just different.
Somebody
and he seems like he's that person. Or maybe.
Imagine the payday. We'll if he gets away with this, I mean, even if it's.
Dude, could you imagine?
What's the mass? Most agree 60-40, right?
Could you imagine, like, if he succeeds, what that second contract going to be like?
I know.
Goodness gracious. I play two damn positions.
Yeah, I'm your best receiver and your
Plus,
best quarter.
What are we going to be at by then?
He's
going to be
looking He's like Shohei Ohtani.
He's going to make $100 million a year.
If it works out. I don't want to get too far ahead of it because, it is
if
the
he's
NFL.
He's able to pull it off to where he plays a significant chunk on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow!
Like one of the hardest things for me right now to do is to figure out what to do with this guy in fantasy football.
Because
There are serious, like,
Where is he now? Like, what are you thinking about?
So, Sleeper and Yahoo and ESPN, if I'm not mistaken, have him listed as a slash. He's just DB slash wide receiver. So, if you play – so what you can do, if you play in a league with defensive players
– Oh, gotcha.
But most leagues
most
aren't
leagues
like that.
Like
most
that, right?
leagues aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I play in a few that are, if you plug Travis Hunter in at defensive back, you'll accumulate all of his offensive stats because you can't turn that on or off.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a nice little hack.
If you're in a PPR league with an IDP.
So you have to draft him. He's the number one.
He would be the number one overall.
Number one pick
down,
if you're in that
Because
there's
league. No way you can. I've gone in and looked, and I cannot change anything about that.
If you're
stop.
In a, just a standard league, though, where you play a defense, do you get his defensive stats, even if you didn't start his defense, or no?
You would have to get he would have to be on defense for you to get points as the Jacksonville
right.
defense.
But if you so say you start the Falcons defense or whatever, but you have him playing wide receiver and he gets a pick six.
You would probably get the touchdown.
You get the
you
touchdown.
Wouldn't get anything for the interception because interceptions aren't scored in that particular league
Got
as
it.
That.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, man. It's a huge kerfuffle right
who's
now.
Who's the number who's the number one pick?
What, for rookies?
No, just in general, overall.
For me, it's Bijan.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he's becoming the consensus over Ja'Marr Chase.
Really?
And it's right there between both of them. It's simply because there's a lot more depth at wide receiver than there is at running back. Once you get past four or five guys, and Ashton Jensen's in this conversation in redraft leagues too.
I can see that.
Once you get past four or five guys, you turn into timeshares.
Right.
And on that cusp is right there where Jahmyr Gibbs is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he's in a timeshare, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, look at that. Look at you.
You know?
diving right. I know you're fantasy 365, but Bo's time of year
is fun, man.
Coming
up. We're cranking
fantasy
it up.
Drafts are getting started soon. So, not yet.
Speaking of DBs, look, I don't know that Shiloh. I guess Shiloh Sanders, you know, is on the cusp of making the Bucks. I don't know. Or do you think he will? Or I just hope he does, because this kid is really growing on me from being on camera.
Shiloh Sanders?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope he does.
I think Shiloh's a practice squad guy now.
Yeah. So,
I think a practice squad.
You know, these guys.
Just not very fast.
Yeah. All these guys have been doing all these fundraisers at Raising Cane's. So Shiloh is in the takeaway window at a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Tampa over the weekend. I'm assuming for the same reason.
Because they had the commercial. The whole family was in the KFC commercial.
So he poses as Dion, and he actually has a lady in the drive-thru believing him. It's hilarious.
What's going on, baby? It's prime time!
How you doing? I'm Dion Sanders. How you doing?
I'm Dion Sanders.
Yes, nice to meet you.
I've heard your name before.
Yes, I play for the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Redskins. I won 2 Super Bowls.
Falcons.
I have a son named Shiloh, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he's really cool.
You're that young looking.
Yes. I got a hair transplant, so I'm good. And, you know, I coach now. I coach for the Colorado Buffaloes now. Uh-huh. I got another son named Shador. He was supposed to go first round, but I don't know what happened.
Funny stuff there from Shiloh. How he does conveniently leave off the Falcons.
He did.
And the 49ers. He left the 49ers off, too.
He won a Super Bowl.
Dion won a Super Bowl with the 49ers. Yeah, brothers are going to make fun of you.
Yeah, man.
That's
what they
for
do.
Sure.
He's probably the first round pick, but oh, God.
It doesn't matter how successful you are or not. Your brothers are going to get after you, which is awesome.
That's awesome. But that was pretty good, though. But, I mean, you look so young. Okay. All right. Dion's old as hell.
He got some hair transplants.
Dion's embracing the gray.
He is.
I like that.
He's embracing the gray and embracing when he went bald finally. Because remember that, he was with the Cowboys. And he still had that damn process up there at top. Just burnt his whole scalp.
But he's got a little back now, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that Mike Bell. Yeah.
Did he really get a surgery?
I don't know, but I know that. Maybe. I know when he was on NFL Network, he was bald.
Yeah, that's true. I guess when people are bald for a long time and then they have hair all of a sudden, it's fine to assume.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Floyd was bald and butt face. Now he is running around a full damn beard.
Magic. It's magic. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.